On Wednesday, the EPA proposed the 2017 renewable volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard, setting the stage for the debate that is yet to come for the next 6.5 months. For starters, the agency set the total RVO at 18.8 billion gallons, with the potential for 14.8 billion gallons going to traditional corn ethanol. That's just shy of the statutory 15 billion gallons called for in the law that created the RFS. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says it's disappointing to see EPA come so close to figures the law required.
It really doesn't make sense when they are that close to not get to the statutory level, particularly as I believe we showed them quite clearly that the marketplace could absorb 15 billion gallons. So you do sort of have to wonder why in the world that they are doing this. Is it just because they don't want to undermine their arguments with the court in the lawsuit that's been filed over last year's RVOs or what? But it really doesn't make any sense.
That lawsuit contends that in last year's multi-year RVO proposal, the EPA illegally used infrastructure concerns to set the RVOs below the statutory levels. Now, despite the legal action, Dineen says they've done it again.
EPA has utilized the same faulty waiver interpretation in this year's proposal as it did in last year's final rule. I mean, their waiver authority extends to lack of available domestic supply, period. And there's clearly enough supply available. They are using the blend wall, demand, infrastructure as supply. And I'm sorry, demand is not supply.
Questions remain whether this RVO could serve as additional evidence to the case already under adjudication or whether it would require its own lawsuit. In the meantime, the proposal is now open for public comment. The EPA will have a public hearing next month in Kansas City, and the opportunity for public comment will close in July. Dineen says RFA will play an active role in the comment process and will encourage the EPA to run the RFS as the law intended.
They've not done what, you know, they should do in terms of driving the marketplace. They haven't recognized how much E85 can be sold or how much E15 is being used today. And as a consequence, they fall back and they failed to meet the statutory levels.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.